we've got a quorum, so we can begin our planning commission meeting. And Michael, do we have anybody participating via Zoom?
Yeah, there isn't anybody on right now via Zoom, so Michelle, we'd understood she would participate, but she's not on right now.
Okay, so we'll have Rich Clifton be voting tonight then. And we welcome members of the public and staff to our meeting, and we'll begin with a invocation by Rich Clifton.
Maybe one clarification, so also our other alternate, Andy Garland, will be voting too.
Okay, so who else are we missing?
John.
Yeah, we're missing John, so we've got seven.
Okay, great.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we are grateful to be here tonight, and we're grateful for a beautiful city in which to live. We are grateful for our nation as well, and we're grateful that Thou has watched over us and blessed us. We pray that Thou will continue to watch over our nation. We pray that Thou will bless us in this city. We pray that Thou will be with us tonight as we meet together. And we pray that Thou will help us to be wise and guided by Thee. And this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So before we get started into our agenda, I've been informed that there was an item that was noticed that's not going to be discussed tonight, and that's the Bogency, did I pronounce that right? The Bogency project. So anybody that might be interested in that or here for that, that'll be continued to some future meeting. So our first item of business is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of July 14th, 2020. So is there any changes?
Yeah, I had a correction on item three. I was the one that said made the motion, and then it put me as a nay. So I don't know if someone else.
I actually made that correction already.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if someone else opposed, but
no,
I didn't.
I noticed that one, and I think I had already sent that out to you, and I made the correction.
Okay.
Already.
Okay. Any other changes? Okay. Somebody like to make a motion? Apply our training from last week or last month?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the previous meeting as printed.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item two, Kirk Malmro's agent for John Zenger Trust is proposing a preliminary approval of phase one of Midway Vistas. Midway Vistas phase one contains 27 lots on 46.89 acres, of which there are 13.63 acres of open space. The property is located at 285 Luzerne Road and is in the RA 143 zone. Michael, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Nicholas, members of the Planning Commission, members of the public. The Planning Commission and City Council reviewed Midway Vistas recently for really an annexation amendment and master plan approval. This property is annexed into the city over 10 years ago, back in 2008. And there was a concept plan approved for it. They came before the Planning Commission and proposed an amendment to that. And so this property in yellow is the property where Midway Vistas. This is kind of a neighborhood view. We have a lay to the south, town of Interlochen to the north, Bergie Hill Ranch is planning a development is to the east, Scotchfields to the south. This is a closer view. Currently, most of the properties in agriculture, there is some areas that are either above the irrigation ditch or sloped areas And then we have one home in the center of the property. As for a land use summary, phase one is almost 47 acres of the 83 acres for the entire master plan. There's 13.63 acres of open space in phase one. It is in the RA-143 zoning district. So minimum of 1 acre. There can be a reduction in frontage and acreage based off the quantity of open space that's provided. And they have provided extra open space. So you can see some of the lots reduced down by 15%. In phase two, there's 27 building lots actually. And that's really the majority of the overall 49 that's approved. And this is a standard subdivision. Though it's a standard subdivision where most of our subdivisions have public roads, one of the requirements for the annexation agreement was that the roads will be private roads, but there'll be a public easement for access on all the roads and the sidewalks within the development. The lots will connect to the sanitation district sewer lines and the city's water lines. There's also a Midway Irrigation Company secondary irrigation water lines in the area that will connect to all the lots. And there are 8 foot wide public paved trails planned and a public trail easement for the backcountry trail that we'll describe in just a minute. One of the things that the developer has mentioned to me is potentially reducing these trails from 8 feet down to 6 feet. And that's something that we should discuss. On the main trails in town, we've wanted them to be wider so there's enough room for people to pass. This is a peripheral trail, so it's something to consider bringing that down to a 6 foot. One of the concerns that he has is making sure that any motorized vehicles don't end up driving on the pass, and if they're wider, then they look more like roads than if they're narrower trails. So that's something to consider. And also the project will participate in an off-site trail about 300 feet in length along Homestead Drive, and I'll show a map of that in just a second. So this is the overall master plan that was approved. And so it shows the 49 lots. And they are providing 30% open space. The requirement, the minimum is 15%, so they've extended that up to 30%. Again, that allows the frontage and the acreage of these lots to reduce by 15%. So some of the lots are 0.85 in acres. You can see that the open space really falls around the periphery area of the development. Sloped areas are included with that. But there's also a lot of open space in the center of the development where the public trails will be located. So public trail-wise, though, there's a trail coming out of Scotch Fields. You can see that trail coming in from the south. And then it will extend through and all the way over to Interlochen Drive. And then the trail also extends north up into Interlochen. Now, the roads themselves will have 5 foot sidewalks. So all of those will have public access. And then really coming off of the west side is where a backcountry trail comes around to the very western edge. You can there's a indication of that on this map. Talking about that trail, this is a really nice trail that cuts around the state park into kind of the pump track area by the campground. Nice view of the valley. And so that's part of this. And one of the requirements from the city council is to extend the existing backcountry trail that cuts through the northern area, still through, but rerouted through the open space, the common area, and back down towards Interlochen Drive. Now, the existing trail cuts through a lot or two in Interlochen, and we've always planned on that stubbing through, but I did just today or late yesterday get an email from this property owner, Steve Wilson. He has some concerns about that continuing through the private property. He feels that if there's another route that he would like to cut off access through his property. So we will have another route, but we will have to deal with how to get up to the state park. So that's new information.
So is that the where it's on right now? He's saying he doesn't want to do that anymore?
Yeah, he's saying that if there's going to be a possibility of another route, he'd rather not be on his property, where he's graciously allowed everybody to cross his property for years. So we've got to come up with a solution for that.
That's a pretty significant grade change. Going down and back up right there.
Coming down, and then we have to work out
pretty big.
Potentially safety issues along this stretch right here.
Yeah.
So.
That was a lot of the argument for putting the trail in Jack's common space to begin with.
Yeah, it was, but at least there's a route through it, so.
For, do you mean connecting to the trail to the west?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a public trail on the master plan.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it was given is everybody had used it anyway because the property owner was gracious. Trespassing, gracious use, you know, you can weigh that how you want. And then it was, hey, we have a great connection to get it over the state park. Well, now that great connection is gone. It seems like one of the reasons for asking Jack to do it is now gone.
Well, there's
what
still
in your master plan.
So we're still trying to connect use, and we have a trail that's been used for a long time. We still have that as we come down here. We just need to work on the connection up Interlock and Drive.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
Well, the other option, though, is the one basically you go up out of the north exit.
Right here.
Yeah, get on the road and you just follow it to the right. I mean, that's what I walk all the time.
Yeah, this grade change wise, I'm not sure if this one's better than this one, but yeah, this is an option for sure going north and then along Interlock and Drive to the state park for sure.
I mean, if you're hiking this, that is not, that's a minor grade.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically.
Yeah.
But it does seem redundant because you've got sidewalks along that road, correct?
Yeah, there are sidewalks throughout the development. But we are looking at a whole trail system within the state park and surrounding properties, and this backcountry trail is a really nice trail for biking, for sure. Maybe hiking also. I've ridden that recently, and it'd be a nice thing to retain.
Yeah, that owner signed it. I mean, there's a sign on the property saying you're on private
yeah,
property, but you can use it basically.
Both sides.
And it's
correct.
Been that way for a long time. So, okay.
I'll have to follow up with Steve Wilson. I don't think he's right here. So I've been communicating via email, but I'm glad that you're here, sir. You can talk on that issue.
Part of our concern is, you know.
Oh, Steve, could we have you come up to the microphone? Yeah, we need to get your name and address on the record, but thank
That's
you,
fine.
Steve.
That's fine. My name is Steve Wilson. I'm at 237 Interlock and Drive. He pointed out the house there.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. So before we bought the property about 4 or 5 years ago, the gentleman that owned it had no trespassing signs on that and was adamant about it. People went through anyway from what the neighbors tell me. We bought the lot, we started building, we closed the trail for while we were building because excavation people just drop off and injuries. So then after we were built, or shortly before we finished, I don't recall exactly, we went ahead and opened it up back up so neighbors and all could go through. And at that time, we also put up the sign that a gentleman mentioned there, saying the trail's open, you're accessing private property though, at the discretion of the landowner. We reserve the right to close or modify the trails at any time. And what this is from, it's a State of Utah Landowner Liability Act, 57-14-1, that supposedly protects private landowners from liability when they allow trail access through their properties. So we've left that sign up basically to help protect us, but wanted to, you know, allow people through. At this point, the trail is being rerouted down to Idlewise and then back up Interlochen. And yeah, that's possibly a concern with safety because of the traffic on Interlochen. The trail comes literally through our yard. I mean, really pretty close to the house. People have been cordial, but with add another, you know, 48 homes and people using that, I don't know how many of you want people coming through, dozens or hundreds of people coming through your yard, you know, daily. So that's become a concern. Liability.